This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. We were going to talk about the Penguins briefly in the last segment, but breaking NFL news that does affect the Steelers. DeAndre Hopkins being traded from Tennessee to the Kansas City Chiefs. Boy, it's going to be nice to see Kansas City finally get a chance to win something, Doran.
Right?
It's been so long, so difficult for them. So DeAndre Hopkins going to be a Chief. The Steelers have been linked by Diana Russini of The Athletic, who's an NFL insider, to wide receiver Cooper Kupp. Would that make sense for the Steelers? The Rams reportedly would pick up some of the salary. They're asking for a second-round pick. Would you do that? 412-928-9370. We have a bunch of calls on the line. We'll get to you coming up in a moment. But the Penguins did lose last night. They gave up a goal with like 45 seconds left. They had a one-goal lead twice in the third period. They can't hold on a lead to save their life. They don't know how to play with a lead. They don't know how to extend leads. They can't play defense. They're lost in their own zone. But there was a bigger takeaway. And it's that Tristan Jarry, for the second consecutive game, Doran, was a healthy scratch. They got to put him on waivers.
Yep.
Put him on waivers. See if someone takes him off your hands. I doubt that it'll happen. Send him to Wilkes-Barre. See if he can figure it out. And then maybe a goaltender goes down due to injury at another point in the year, and you can ship him off then. He can't play hockey games for you.
No.
You're bad defensively, and then you're going to play the bad goalie. Can't do it.
Well, I saw the quote from Dubas saying that we owe to the guy to have him figure it out. Like, I'm paraphrasing here, obviously, but to, you know, for him to figure it out. Like, is he going to figure it out by not playing? Like, because he's a confidence guy, right? He seems to me like a confidence guy. Like, whenever his confidence is shot, and that's a lot of hockey players and a lot of goalies and a lot of positions in sports where it comes down to you. It's all about confidence. And Tristan Jarry, I feel like, is a guy that not only whenever he's in a rut, but whenever he's not playing because he's in a rut, can just go even deeper into a rut. He's not going to figure it out by not playing.
Right.
And they're not going to play him because that's a disservice to the team.
Correct.
So to me, it's long gone. Like, how is he going to figure this out?
He looked dead in the eyes when he got pulled in the opener. I mean, he just looked like he didn't have confidence.
No soul.
No soul. And the next time they throw him out there, he looked even worse. This is a guy, you're right, who's doubting himself. And I don't think Mike Sullivan believes him at all. If you do, you don't healthy scratch him twice. You let him play out of it. Like, if you really believe in a guy, you're going to throw him out there and you're going to say eventually he figures it out. Last year, 14 straight games where you're not playing him. You're playing Nedeljkovic.
Yep.
Who you basically were paying the league minimum, slightly above. And now you're healthy scratching him. You got to put him on waivers. See what happens. All right, back to the ball. 412-928-9370. Cooper Kupp available, according to Diana Russini. Does he change the big picture outlook for the Steelers? If you've got them, let's say, fifth in your AFC hierarchy right now, does he move them up the ladder? Would you be willing to give up a second-round pick? Does he change things for the Steelers? Let's go to Big C in Fort Myers, Florida. Hi, Big C.
Good morning, gentlemen. It's been a long time since I spoke to you, since last season.
It's good to hear from you again, Big C.
Hey, I listen every morning religiously. Trust me, I don't miss a day. I just don't get the opportunity to call in. But hey, Cooper Kupp, I'm buying, man. This is now, you've got a quarterback in Russell Wilson that the Pittsburgh Steelers haven't had in quite a while. And that is somebody with play action that's going to turn their back to this defense. But more importantly, they set up the run with the pass. Russell Wilson is going to make those safeties pull out of the box. They can't come crashing down on Najee and on Warren. You throw Cooper Kupp on the outside. You put Calvin Austin in the slot. Or you can flip-flop him every now and again with Pickens on the outside. And then you've got Freiermuth under the middle. Pick your poison. who do you stop? With Russell Wilson with the play action, it's open all day. 30 points? Hey, man, you might be getting 35 points a game.
35 a game? Thank you, Big C. Thanks for listening every day. Your thoughts on Big C's analysis?
Well, I think it opens up George a lot. And it's like, you saw George get singled up on Sunday night. Like, that's not going to happen as the season moves forward. There, he's going to start getting doubled because you don't want George to break the game open, because you know that that's where Russ is going to go. So you put another threat out there. It's very simple. It's almost elementary. Like, whenever you have a high productive receiver on the other side that is different, like, pick your poison. And you know the Steelers want to run the football. So are you going to put guys in the box? Or are you going to double Cup? Are you going to double George? Or are you going to double Pat Freiermuth? Like, that's how offense works, like that. It's supposed to work like that. And Cooper Kupp would command that because he can run every route, too.
Yes.
Like, that's what people aren't understanding. Like, there are receivers out there that run maybe five routes that are really good. They can run other routes, but five routes that are really good. Cooper Kupp can run the whole entire tree. So you could put him in the slot. You could put him outside. You can put him, you know, close. You could put him down as the third receiver. You can motion him. You could do all these different things with him that puts the defense in a bind. And that just opens it up for everybody else. I mean, it's almost about his presence of being out there than the production. And you know the production is good. So that's why I'm so high on this. Like, I'm sending a second round pick. I'm thinking that he's healthy. He passes a physical. He was out with an ankle. He should be healthy right now. I'll take, you know, what, how many games are left of production of Cooper Kupp, because I know that it'll open everything else up in my offense.
How about 2/4? Two picks, 1 Kupp.
Yes. Yes.
You like that one?
Yes.
707, time to stop blindly paying those increasing auto and home insurance premiums. Contact the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia and see what they can do for you. The asking price reportedly is second, according to Diana Russini, and the Rams willing to pick up or eat some of the contract. I'd offer him 2/4 with the possibility of 1 maybe moving to a 3rd. Make it hard to attain and say, don't worry about picking up the salary. I mean, that's the reason why.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why they're saying they'll pick up some of the salary here is because they want to get that second round pick. Well, I don't need to do that if I'm the Steelers. I'll restructure Minka Fitzpatrick or just name a guy. They're healthy with the cap right now. Depends on where you look. I've seen 11.5. I've seen 10.5. I've seen 11.9. They're somewhere in that range. He's going to cost $9 million this year. You can restructure somebody. You don't need them to pick up salary. I just don't want to give up a second round pick for a guy that I can't count to be on the field. Now, I've talked about Mike Williams. Same kind of thing. He can't stay healthy. Hasn't stayed healthy. But you'd only be giving up like a 7th for him.
Mm-hmm.
And his contract ends at the end of the year. And it was $10 million to begin with. I would still do something like that. I would go after a Darius Slayton. Cooper's the best of the remaining bunch. There's no doubt in my mind about that. But he's also going to have the highest asking price, and he's also been oft injured, including this year. And we don't know how healthy he is right now. You would have to pass a physical before he gets in here, though.
Would you do two? Two receivers? Would you do both?
You know, that's what Jason LaConfora said a couple of weeks ago, that don't be convinced that the Steelers are only going to add one wide receiver. I mean, you're not going to have to give up much for Mike Williams.
Nope.
So can you get Mike Williams and Cooper Kupp for a 3rd and a 7th? I'd be up for that.
What does the receiver room look like now?
It looks a lot better. Do you trust two guys at once, though, to get on a moving train, Doran?
Yeah.
You need talent.
You need talent. Right.
You need talent. Guys.
And you know what? I take credence into, you know, I think that it's important too, and it's a very minute detail, that the Steelers have done good business with the Rams before with Dotson. Like, so you have a relationship. And not all GMs have that type of relationship. Mm-mm. So you know what you're getting into if you're Snead and if you're Khan. Like, you know how to get something done because you already got something done and it has panned out for the Rams. So that's a minute detail, but I do think that that does lend a little bit of a confidence to get something done, that you can get on the same page with another GM to get what you want.
And the slot thing doesn't matter for you.
No, not at all. Not what, I don't even think about it.
Find a way to use a good player. I would do it. I wouldn't do it for a second. If they did offer a second today, it would get done though. And you've mentioned the word urgency and how they're all about winning a playoff game this year. Adam in the car next up. Hi, Adam.
Hey, guys. I'd like to switch gears and talk about Najee Harris for a minute, if that's all right.
Sure, why not, Adam?
So, I think it's fair to say that he's having the best season of his career so far. He's playing angry. He's playing with attitude. He's in players' faces in between plays. For once, he's playing as well as Jaylen Warren, in my opinion. Do you think this is all to make himself look good because he knows other teams are going to be looking at him?
Yes. I mean, I think that's a big part of it, Adam, for sure. Like, this is his swan song.
Yeah, this is his audition.
It's the lame duck year, as they say, Doran.
Yes, it's an audition. You've been on in auditions before for the... weren't you in a couple plays?
I was. Musicals.
Musicals. You had to audition for the part?
You sure do.
Yes.
Had to audition to get my sports anchor job at WVU News.
Yes.
And I nailed it.
Nailed it.
But yeah, the flame has been lit under his feet. And I keep seeing, I really do, this isn't strawman, I keep seeing on Twitter, pay the man, pay the man, pay the man. Well, they're not going to do it in season anyhow. This was a brilliant decision to not pick up the fifth year option. One, I think it shows that they're more modern with the way that they view running backs. But two, you also feel like you're going to get the best out of Najee Harris when he's trying to showcase himself for the rest of the league. Hey, I'm really good and I'm going to get paid. I've seen some people argue, this was so dumb, Steelers should have picked up the fifth-year option. This guy's not going to be here at the end of the year. I don't think it was dumb at all. I think he's playing as well as he is because I think he lost a little bit of weight, leaned out. We're seeing more breakaway speed from Najee Harris. This is the best version of Najee we've seen because they're saying, we don't believe in you. It's that extra chip on the shoulder. I think they played it brilliantly.
Yes. He could still pay him around $6-7 million. You probably offer a contract at the end of the season if you're feeling comfortable with what he did this year, around the same thing, and then you're feeling good that he could play in this offense.
Or you don't.
Or you don't, and then he goes.
Yeah, and you got Jaylen Warren and Cordarrelle Patterson, perhaps.
Probably draft a guy.
And you draft a guy, and it doesn't have to be a first-round pick.
No.
I was wondering where the expression lame duck came from.
Lame duck.
Yeah.
What is it in context? Like sitting like a lame duck? Is that something that how people say it?
Well,
it's like a lame duck person.
You Google it, says in politics, a lame duck or outgoing politician is an elected official whose successor has already been elected or will be soon. Yeah, okay, I get that.
You're just there.
But are there a lot of ducks that are in the wild that are lame? Like, that's what I'm wondering.
Like, a lame duck is like one of those ducks that's not with the pack, that's just like kind of floating around.
Yeah, just like a loser duck.
Just like, where's everybody? Quack, where's everybody? Quack, quack, quack. Where's everybody at?
Just sits by himself at the lunch table.
Yes.
He doesn't have a Letterman's jacket.
Nope.
He doesn't smoke pot.
Nope.
So the other ducks look down on him.
Yes.
Yeah. Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We'll take more of your calls on this Cooper Kupp situation. The report from Diana Russini saying that Les Snead, the general manager of LA, is calling around shopping this guy. Also, another question. Richard Sherman says Mike Tomlin to this point has been NFL's coach of the year. Do you agree with him? We'll get into that a little bit when we come back as well. All right, Diana Russini has been all over this Cooper Kupp stuff. If you missed it, she's reporting that Les Snead, the GM of the Los Angeles Rams, is calling around saying that Cooper Kupp is available. Well, now she's reporting on this DeAndre Hopkins trade to the Chiefs. She's the first I saw to have the compensation. The Chiefs are trading a fifth-round pick to the Titans for DeAndre Hopkins, and it's conditional, so it could wind up being a fourth-round pick. And already I got a couple of tweets, Doran. The Steelers should have done that. Should have given up a fifth, given up a fourth for DeAndre Hopkins. I look at it like this. This is just going to eliminate them from the Cooper Kupp conversation.
Right.
He was the one guy, DeAndre Hopkins was, that has kind of been loosely linked to the Steelers that you and I were like, eh. He's not as explosive as he used to be.
He's an older George Pickens.
Yeah.
I mean, they're the same guy.
And, hey, look, I can understand why people would say, Russ throws a good deep ball, so go get another 50-50, dude. I think they need some variety.
Yes.
I think they need more of a volume catch guy. And that's sort of the phrase you've used talking about Cooper Kupp this morning is, he can run every route, he'd be more of a volume catch guy. That's what they're missing. They're missing kind of a Diontae Johnson.
Yep.
By the way, I think he's going to be available.
Yep.
Did you hear his comments after the game the other day?
Yep.
He said, I can't play every position on the football field. Seems like he's a problem wherever he goes. Would probably say that's not likely to happen, him coming here.
That'd be kind of funny.
It'd be way funny.
It'd be really funny.
You'd have Dante Jackson and Deontay Johnson. Look, the player's good, but sometimes effort is in question, and as far as being a locker room guy, clearly they wanted to move on in a different direction. They sent him to Siberia.
Yep, on purpose.
They sent him there on purpose. There's no doubt. And that team got 40-plus dropped on its head by Marcus Mariota. So the Steelers got a good player, and they get to watch that guy kind of fester over there.
If Deontay Johnson was released, that means he's released from his contract, right? Like that you don't have to pick up. Would you do that then? If he gets released, say, like this week, would you sign him to the vet minimum?
I wouldn't, and I think that they definitely wouldn't.
Right.
Like the player, he lost me for good, though, whenever he doesn't come off the ball and the ball gets fumbled and he just doesn't care, doesn't do anything about it. Like, it's one thing, the reports, he's fighting with teammates in the locker room and he was a malcontent, yada, yada. But when you're on the field and there's a game-changing play right there for you to make and you don't even acknowledge that there's a ball laying on the field, you're basically dead to me from a football standpoint at that point. 412-928-9370. We got a couple of callers on the line. We'll get to you coming up in a few minutes. Richard Sherman, who now does national stuff for NBC, he says Mike Tomlin should be the coach of the year. And I was talking that way when they were 3-0. I feel pretty good about him being in the conversation now, Tomlin. 5-2, made an unpopular at first quarterback decision that already is paying dividends. You're at first place in a difficult division. Yeah, he should be in the conversation.
Well, if things just stay status quo and say that they win a playoff game and the Steelers make the playoffs and things like kind of look similar as they've looked all season, not too great, but just good enough, I think that he should be in the consideration for that because he would have essentially revitalized two careers at the quarterback position.
Yeah.
Like Russell Wilson getting another opportunity. And if he plays the way he's been playing, like that's revitalizing his career. That's showing that Russell Wilson still has it in the tank. And then, you know, you look back early on in the season, whenever you were 4-2 and what you did with Justin Fields and gave him the opportunities that you did kind of revitalize his career too. Absolutely. You did that with two quarterbacks that people give up on and one was a former first round top 10 pick. And one was a guy that, you know, had won a Super Bowl, and there's a lot of stuff being talked about him. Can't get along with the head coach. Can't do this. Can't do that. You revitalized two quarterback careers. Abso-freaking-lutely.
Why did Kevin Stefanski win it last year?
Yep.
He won a lot of games with different quarterbacks.
Yep.
So, yeah, I think Tomlin deserves to be a part of the conversation. Mike Tomlin had the team at 4-2 with their backup quarterback. Now, he's among the best backup quarterbacks in the league, if not the best, but he's still your backup guy. One of the reasons why Tomlin, in my opinion, didn't merit consideration last year, even despite going 10-7 and making the playoffs, is because he kind of made his own bed, right? Well, he's winning with Kenny Pickett. He's winning with Mitch Trubisky and Mason Rudolph. Well, okay, he wanted those guys. Well, he wanted this guy too, Russell Wilson, and he wanted Justin Fields. And now he's winning with both guys. Yeah, he should be part of it. But I think I would go with a guy like Kevin O'Connell first. With their record, what they've done with Sam Darnold at quarterback.
Speaking of that, real quick, you see that they're trying to trade for Stafford.
Yes. Which I would do in a heartbeat. God bless you, Sam Darnold. You can still hang around. But yeah, I would do that in a second.
With everything Sam Darnold has done this year, you would even put that out there?
Wow. Yeah.
Sorry, but go ahead.
Yeah, I would.
That kind of threw me through a loop.
Well, no, just real quick. Why not? Real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would do that. And hey, if things don't work out with Russ the rest of the way, if things don't work out with Justin Fields the rest of the way, we were talking before about what quarterbacks could be available this offseason. Stafford could be available this offseason.
It'd be another Russ situation.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know. I think he's better than Russ, though.
Mm.
I do.
You really want to do that stopgap quarterback another year?
I'm not saying that this is something that I'm entertaining seriously, but if they go 9-8 and it looks a lot like it did last year, something like that, then yeah, I would bring him in. Sure. Why not?
I mean, you want a Dak
brigade. I was on the Dak brigade, yeah.
Right. Now you're on the Stafford brigade? Is that what it is?
I'm on the Russ bus right now.
Russ bus?
I'm on the Russ bus, toot toot. But should things go south, then yeah, I would kick the tires on a guy like Stafford. Absolutely. Texter, you guys are spot on about Tomlin. I'm more in if they're 8-2 or 7-3, then he's top of the conversation. Also, Andy Reid, he's awesome. That is the funny thing about Coach of the Year. It's always like, are they overachieving? Really, the Coach of the Year award should go to the guy who hoists the Lombardi at the end of every season.
Correct.
But, yeah, Stefanski, he was a deserving winner last year. I think Kevin O'Connell would be a deserving winner this year. He would be my guy right now. I also think LeFleur in Green Bay.
What about Campbell?
See, that's the other thing. Like, their expectation is they should be a Super Bowl team.
The Lions?
Yeah, they were one of the favorites in the NFC. They played in the championship game last year.
But don't you take the whole like landscape of the Detroit Lions and what he has done?
I would have had him up for it last year.
Yeah.
It's a stupid way to go about the award. Like, what have you done relative to your expectations?
Mm-hmm.
Were you supposed to be bad or average, and are you better than that?
Mm-hmm.
That's how they hand the silly thing out every year. Or are you dealing with a whole ton of injuries, yada, yada? I mean, shoot, I look at Houston and what they're doing this year, and that's a great roster and a team on the ascent after what they did last year, but they've been real banged up with injuries. Someone just texted in, Trubisky. Was that a Freudian slip?
I thought you were trying to say Trubudoff.
You think Trubisky would have run out onto the field and tried to tackle that person who was streaking in the Sunday night game?
Why?
Because he sent out the legendary tweet saying, I love kissing
bleep. Oh, that's right.
I think she would have been right up his alley. 412-928-9370. There's a lot of balls in the air right now. The Kansas City Chiefs have traded for DeAndre Hopkins from the Tennessee Titans for a fifth-round pick that could turn into a fourth-round pick. Should the Steelers have done that deal? 412-928-9370. The Steelers reportedly interested in Cooper Kupp. The asking price, a second-round pick. Would you be interested in that at 412-928-9370? And do you think Mike Tomlin, through this point in the season, is the NFL's coach of the year? 412-928-9370. We'll take your calls on all of those things. When we come back on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. A lot going on now this morning. Richard Sherman says Mike Tomlin should be the NFL's coach of the year. Do you agree? 412-928-9370. The Kansas City Chiefs have traded for DeAndre Hopkins from the Titans for a fifth-round pick. Could turn into a fourth. It's conditional, as they say. And Diana Russini reporting that the Rams are shopping Cooper Kupp, and that the Steelers would be one of the teams interested. The asking price, they're a second-round pick. So you can give us a ring on any of that, 412-928-9370. We agree that Tomlin should be right now in the Coach of the Year running. I mean, you're 5-2. We've had a bunch of texters since the end of our last segment, Doran, saying the Coach of the Year doesn't lose to Joe Flacco. They're 5-2. They're 5-2 with two different quarterbacks. And Mike Tomlin is showing me something right now. Mike Tomlin, each of the last few seasons, has been the guy who just wants to win. And there's value in that. There's value in being in it. I get it. This year he's saying winning's not enough. They got to win a playoff game. And so he made an unpopular decision that he was right about. One of the, if not the ballsiest decisions of his career, and certainly the most ballsy decision that an NFL coach has made this season. Bill Belichick said, no, don't do it. Terry Bradshaw said, no, don't do it. Others have said, no, silly. Guys like Rex Ryan are saying it was stupid to do it even after the fact. They scored 37 points. They hadn't scored 37 points in years in a game. Yeah, Tomlin deserves consideration.
Don't you have to take consideration of where they were at last year, too? Like, where a coach was at last year? Like, I mean, with Kenny Pickett being gone, hiring Arthur Smith, and those things working out, like, there was a lot of change, I think, that has to go into consideration of whenever you're thinking about a coach of the year candidate. And it's like, where were you at last year? Why are you coach of this year? You know, why are you coach of the year this year? Oh, because, you know, you fired your offensive coordinator last year during the season. You had two offensive coordinators to finish out the season. You ended up making the playoffs with a third string quarterback and two offensive coordinators. You get rid of your former first round pick. You sign two quarterbacks, and you get a new offensive coordinator, a new wide receivers coach, and a new quarterback coach, and it has been working out. So, like I say, if it stays status quo of the way it is now, I take into account of the change that was made in order to have success. And there was a lot of change that was made.
That's so well said by you, man, because the reason why I didn't think he deserved consideration last year, even despite finishing 10-7, was so many folks said, look at what Tomlin is saddled with. Look at this roster, and yet they are winning. Well, he has a lot to do with the roster. And thus, if you're going to criticize him for the roster last year, you've got to give him credit for the roster changes as well. It's not all on him. Him and Omar Khan, they work together. Andy Weidel, they work together. Justin Fields is here because Mike Tomlin signs off on that. Russell Wilson, same thing. Patrick Queen, same thing. Deshaun Elliott, same thing. So last year, I said Mike Tomlin was able to, like a phoenix, rise from the ashes, but in a disaster of his own creation. That's why I didn't want to give him a ton of credit last season. Well, they restarted in a lot of areas, most notably the quarterback room this year, and now they're 5-2, first in the division, and he's won with both quarterbacks. So I got to give him credit for that right now. 412-928-9370. Terry in the car. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going, boys?
Good.
I think it's a no-brainer with that 2 picks, 1 cut. I think a 2nd and a 6th. I mean, that's the play.
A 2nd and a 6th? They only want a 2nd. So if you're going to give the 2nd, don't give the 6th.
I mean, well, that's all hearsay. I mean, we'll see what he goes for. Everyone's going like flies now. But first of all, I want to get back to Deontay Johnson. I don't want that guy in my town. Not in any of my 5 towns. I don't want him near this city.
I don't want him in my town. It's a great line.
Bad.
Thank you, Terry. Yeah, I said when he got traded, you can't win with guys like that.
No.
And George Pickens has a little of that in him. I don't want two of those guys. I think he was a bad influence on George Pickens. And you can't trade for him. There are NFL rules. You can't trade him and then trade back for him.
Right.
He would have to be released. And they're just not going to do it. But there are other good players available. Darius Slayton, Mike Williams, Cooper Kupp. I'm fine with any of these guys. And there's a sliding scale on compensation, too. Mike Williams and Cooper Kupp are both guys who have been oft injured. Cooper Kupp, clearly a better player than Mike Williams. I'm not giving up a 4th-round pick for Mike Williams. I'm not giving up a 5th for Mike Williams. I'm not giving up a 6th for Mike Williams. I'm giving you a 7th for Mike Williams. And I'd be okay with that. He upgrades you. They're not upgrading over Lynn Swann or Stallworth or Antonio Brown or Martavis Bryant in his prime or Hines Ward. They need an upgrade over Van Jefferson and Scotty Miller. So any of these guys would fit. I'm not giving up a 2 for Kupp. I'd give up a 4th. What say you? 412-928-9370. Doran, you said you'd do it right now. Just get it done.
Yep.
And that's what Jim Rutherford used to say. People say I overpay for guys. No, I get my guys.
Yes.
And the Steelers, I could see them overpaying. And I do consider a 2nd-round pick overpaying just only based on injury history. He's a good player. He's a great player. But they might overpay because they keep swinging and missing.
Exactly.
If you overpaid for Davante Adams, he's a Steeler. If you overpaid for Brandon Ayuk in terms of salary, in all likelihood, he's a Pittsburgh Steeler. If you said to Mike Williams way back when he signed with the Jets, we'll give you 12 instead of 10, he's a Pittsburgh Steeler. It might take an overpayment. More calls pouring in, 412-928-9370. We've got Ray Fittipaldo coming up at the top of the hour. Mike Tomlin talked about the Minka Fitzpatrick blocked field goal that was not, and it got my brain spinning a little bit. I want to get into that a little bit, but we'll also take your calls on all the topics of the day. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Ray Fittipaldo going to be joining us in 10 minutes on the Fan Hotline. Wonder if he thinks the Steelers will get Cooper Kupp. We'll ask him. Should the Steelers give up a 2nd-round pick for Cooper Kupp? 412-928-9370. We've been taking calls on this all morning long. It seems like people are split. I've said I'd give up a 4th. Doran says, go get your guy. And I can see the merits in both. The reason I'm not giving up a 2nd, and we kind of hit on this earlier, is if he goes out there and gets hurt, and now you're out a 2nd, like they have needs next year. Defensive line, hopefully not offensive line. wide receiver. Now, you could say Cooper Kupp will make up and fill that wide receiver hole, but if he's not on the field for you and you don't have a second, that hurts me, Doran. It hurts me.
Yeah, but you could have been in that same situation with Brandon Ayuk. He just tore his ACL. I mean, you can't live in your fears,
great
Adam.
Point.
Can't live in your fears.
Oh, I'm all about my fears.
Don't live in them.
We are going to New Orleans in February to visit my brother-in-law.
Nice.
And I'm excited to eat the food. But the thing that I can't stop thinking about is the plane ride.
Why?
Because I'm terrified of everything. We are going potentially to Italy in August. How about that? Visit some of my wife's family. And everyone's all excited about it. Guess what? I can't stop thinking about the plane.
Mm.
I have bad plane dreams.
Well, you know, that's like the safest way of transportation.
Yes, but it's not as safe as me sitting on my couch.
That's not true.
What's going to happen to me on my couch?
Who knows?
Great. Now I'm going to be afraid when I sit on my couch tonight. I'm going to sit down and this is exactly the conversation I'm going to be thinking about.
Who knows? Never know.
You do never know, but I would rather be on my couch, than hurtling through space and time on some 2,000-ton piece of steel.
Well, at least you could say, like, if you were to go down, like, you were living your life and trying to experience Italy. It's not like you'd be sitting on your couch and just time is just going away and you're just getting old and you don't do anything, you don't experience anything. At least say you're going out with a bang.
And Pirates could be in the throngs of a pennant chase. I'll have to miss all those games.
Oh, well. You could watch them from above, man.
That Yes, just to circle back. Yes, I live in my fears. Hey, if I'm getting an injured guy, I think I'd throw a seventh for Mike Williams and we'd be a better football team. We, being the Pittsburgh Steelers, I'm getting all excited about this team. So much so I just call them we.
Do you think we will look back at like this period right now and say that this was a massive missed opportunity at the end of the year? If they don't do anything?
Yes, they got to do something. And the name, and maybe I've listened to too much Giant Cranium Mulsey here, the name that I keep coming back to now is Darius Slayton. He's a legit number two. He's had 700-plus yards multiple years in his career. His yards per catch is up there.
Is that where you got the Slayton thing from? Because I thought that he got it from you. I heard them talking about it yesterday. And I was like, are they not giving Adam the credit? Did you steal that from him?
I don't know who was first. I know he's beat the drum on it more than I have, for sure. So I think if you're walking down the street and some guy's wearing a Steeler jersey and you're like striking up a conversation and you bring up Darius Slayton, I think people might think of him more.
Okay.
He brings it up every day.
Does he?
Yeah.
Wonder why.
I think he makes a lot of sense. And he hasn't been hurt. And he's a two. And I feel better about Pickens as a one after seeing what he was able to do with Russell Wilson. And you go back and you see what he was able to do with Mason Rudolph. When you have a concerted effort to get that guy the ball, he puts up the numbers like a number one. And it's not just the numbers, it's the look of it. He made a one-handed catch fending off a defender. There's a ball that bounces off the helmet and he goes up and he plucks it.
Fade ball.
The fade ball, Doran. For all the people who say that Russ was underthrowing some of his guys, that's a throw that Justin Fields is not making. That's a throw that no Steelers quarterback since Ben is making. That was a thing of beauty.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting sweaty and hot and bothered just thinking about it.
I think something's going to go down in the next 2 days. It has to. With this news breaking as early as it did with DeAndre Hopkins, I think that the ball is rolling and it's rolling fast. And the Steelers need to be prepared to do something ASAP.
You got to go, man. Like you go to the buffet at Eaton Park. The salad bar.
Mm-hmm.
And you get there at closing time. There's like six croutons and a half a bowl of potato soup.
Mm-hmm.
You want to get there when you can get the bacon bits.
Yes.
Build your delicious salad.
Full thing of ranch.
Yeah. I was just thinking about the ranch.
Ranch is good.
But there's like four minutes left before it's closing time there. And there's some old lady's hair sitting there in the ranch.
Yeah.
It's all picked over. You already lost out on the Devontae Adams equivalent at the Eaton Park salad bar. You lost on the Ayuk. You don't want to wait around here.
No.
And you want to get it done, I think, before the bye week. They're not letting Roman Wilson get on a moving train. And I get it. He's a rookie and he's been injured. But you do have to pick up the offense. You do need to pick up the terminology. I'd like it to get done, right now. Right now.
You do have an extra day, too, this week.
And you have an extra day. I don't think if they get a guy, he's going to play this week.
Devontae Adams did.
I know, but he talked about how it was like 95% the same playbook. And then him and Rodgers have their own wonky hand signals.
I don't think it's that. I don't think it's that difficult.
Well, what do you know?
Nothing. I know that I'll live in my fears and I'm going to get on an airplane and not be scared.
I wish my parents were flight attendants growing up.
Because that has everything to do with
it. Well, I'm sure I love traveling, but I hate traveling. If you catch what I'm picking down.
Oh, my God.
Bangren. All right, coming up next, Ray Fittipaldo is a master of the English language. Unlike me, does he think the Steelers are going to make a move for Cooper Kupp? If not Kupp, then who? Does he think Mike Tomlin merits consideration for NFL's Coach of the Year? So many things to get to, so little time. Ray Fittipaldo, he joins us next. But first, Fan Weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet, 24 Silverado, 1500. 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high is 75.